Right now, you're listening to the Azeem Digital Asks All-Round Digital Marketing Podcast, the podcast that covers traditional and non-traditional marketing topics with brilliant guests and brilliant insights. Stay tuned for another great episode. Hello and welcome back to the Azeem Digital Asks podcast. What a brilliant guest I have got for you today. You may have heard her on a previous podcast episode of mine, and she's probably, I think, the first person who is coming back on again. So she's now an Azeem Digital Asks record holder. You can't see her, but she's fist pumping the air right now. We are talking all about how brands can get Black History Month right. And my guest is the awesome Rejoice Ajaku. Say hello, Rejoice.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
You are more than welcome. Right. Before we begin, a quick word from the sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Absolute Digital Media, a leading UK-based digital marketing agency specializing in search, pay-per-click, and digital PR. With 7 award wins under their belt already this year, they understand what it takes to make a business stand out from its competitors and generate greater visibility in return. Check them out. And I will drop a link to them in the show notes. Right. Rejoice, Reggie, legend, welcome to the show.
That's so funny.
How are you doing?
Good, good, good. I'm really, really good. How are you?
Living the dream, my friend. Right, listen, let's get straight into the meat and bones of this episode. We're recording this during Black History Month. And we won't go too much into it on this episode, but it has been a bit of a wild week on Twitter for people of color and the marginalized in the industry. We can dig into that later on if we want. It's your episode. But first of all, let's start with the very, very basics. What is Black History Month?
So Black History Month is essentially a month to kind of reflect and celebrate, empower people from the African and Caribbean descent. And it's really kind of to show how Black people have contributed to the world, especially in the UK, how Black people have contributed in so many aspects, and how we have a history that goes beyond slavery and all those things. And even though, yes, slavery is part of Black history, but there's so much more to it. So that's why the element of celebration, empowerment kind of comes into it, and how we acknowledge sense of appreciation. So that's essentially what Black History Month is all about.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for sharing that. So the title of the episode is How Brands Can Get Black History Month Right. So before we dig into how brands can get it right, I'd love to know from you, what value do you see in brands highlighting Black History Month?
I guess the value we see in it is kind of one, acknowledgement of you know, Black people. And real acknowledgement, accurate acknowledgement. And I guess the value comes from, we are now seeing that these brands are kind of thinking past the usual preference of whiteness. You understand that, you know, if you want to be diverse and inclusive, you can't only just celebrate white holidays, white history. You have to incorporate a lot of other people's history. And Black history being so prominent in the UK, brands kind of highlighting it. Also, it shows your Black employees, hey, we know this day is very important to you, and we want to do our part in kind of pushing that empowerment, that acknowledgement about Black history in a positive and accurate way.
Lovely. Thank you very much for sharing. So the natural question for me, that pop was something in my desk just potentially breaking. So if I suddenly scream out, I have fallen under my desk during the recording, but we move. Naturally, what you've just said has led me on to my next question. So it seems like it can be quite tricky to get Black History Month right. So I'd love to know and learn from you where in the past you've seen that brands have got Black History Month wrong.
I don't know about particularly in Black history related, but brands have gotten things wrong in so many ways. I remember KFC doing a whole chicken and the shadow is showing the fist going up. Now, that is so stereotypical. Well, Black people like chicken. Oh, so we're going to use chicken. again, that's so wrong. Pepsi, during the whole Black Lives Matter, placed Kylie Jenner to solve the whole injustice is to drink Pepsi. That is wrong. And I think the most one I can remember about Black history is when there was a conversation, I think it was a university doing a Black history talk and Black history conversations, and the person they put the face as was Sadiq Khan, an Asian man. So it was outrageous. It was wow. Just like, what, he's not Black? And then they were trying to spin it off as Black History Month is now all ethnic minorities history. No, it's not. You can, Black history does not stop people from creating their own history or months surrounding that history. So that's when brands have sort of totally got it wrong. You're trying to overcompensate. You're not asking, you're not essentially involving the right people. You're not involving Black people in that decision making, because they would have told you this doesn't make sense.
Love that. So naturally I'm led to authenticity, right? Because from what you said there, especially about Sadiq Khan, it didn't come across as authentic. And I'm sure as somebody seeing that messaging, you would have thought, well, this doesn't sound genuine or authentic. So how can you sound genuine or authentic when you're talking about Black History Month in your messaging?
Tell the real story. You know, whatever you're celebrating, tell the real story and use real voices. The only way it can really be authentic if you actually involve people from that demographic and actually hear them. So they're doing the storytelling. They're shaping how the story should look like. That is real authenticity, because you wouldn't get someone who's not involved in a community to, you know, tell that story for them, especially if you're a brand around content and you hear this keyword about storytelling. How can you tell a story from someone who doesn't know anything about the history? So I think for you to sound genuine and authentic, actually show you've taken some time in involving parties are actually part of this history. Actually, you know, show how you are trying to, and sometimes you don't have to be the one telling the story. Amplify other people's voices. So brands, you don't have to be the one doing it. You can collaborate with a Black organization, and it can be just something that you allow them and you sort of supporting or sponsoring or putting effort and time into it. It will still look great for your brand. And actually, that's more genuine than anything else.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more there. And I'm going to sidestep for a minute and say, if brands are thinking about posting then and collaborating with Black individuals, then above all else, pay them. Pay them.
Pay them, yeah. It's not free education.
But anyway, this is your episode. Sorry for hijacking it for a moment there. So we're talking about brands posting. So if a brand is listening to this and they're thinking, right, I'd love to get involved in Black History Month, I've just learned from you right there how I can sound genuine and authentic, what advice would you be giving to brands who are now thinking about posting Black History Month related content?
I think my advice would be, first, try utilizing your employees within your company. So maybe show representation of, you know, how diverse your company is. That's great content to kind of see how these different things look within from an internal organization. I guess if you want to sort of then again collaborate with other people about pick a theme, you know, of around Black history. Pick a theme. It could be Black mental health and how that has played about in the UK. So partner up with Black psychologists, Black therapists, and let them come webinars, invite people and have an open space where other people from other organizations can come in and listen to it. So you're not just kind of keeping all the fun within your company, but you want to educate the masses. So maybe do it that way. Pick themes that you want to kind of support, whether it's, you know, Black media, Black representation, Black mental health, Black finance, Black Pound Day. Pick something, and then that way it's easier to kind of create content in terms of what people want to see. I've seen companies do a thing where they publicize Black-owned business lists around this stuff. They do fairs and all these things where people can actually now put their money into towards Black businesses. So that's how you can think about posting for content. Collaborate. What have you got internally? What theme do you need to use for Black History Month?
Fantastic. This is absolutely gold. I just wanted to go back to something you said at the very start of that answer. Were you talking about engaging with your staff? And I want to just pick into that a little bit more with you. So when you see the agencies and in-house companies are considering highlighting the importance of Black History Month to their staff, what advice would you be giving them? How can people and brands approach this internally with their own staff?
It will always be good to plan ahead, because no one likes, you know, I think what some companies do is, ooh, the 1st of October comes around, we need to do something. No, plan ahead. It's if it's that important to you, you would put it into your plans, like, let's be real. And maybe let people know what events are coming up. Again, forward thinking. Ask people who would like to be involved, who would like to present something, or who would like, who has an idea. One cool thing could be, you know, can you have different, you know, Black cuisines and stuff like that, Black music around, all those things. And I guess to sort of bring your staff into it, actually, you know, seek their opinions in terms of what can we do, what do you think is great to do, what would you like to be involved in, what would you like to hear or listen to, and that way will be great. One thing I would like to stress is, if you're doing something for Black History Month, so make sure that your Black staff are looked after, because sometimes I feel like companies don't really care for their Black staff internally, but will want to do this tokenism and look great on the outside. It has to be reflective from both ends.
Love that. And I'm glad you talked about tokenism there, because it's something that I have seen in the past in previous workplaces in my professional life. Plot twist, I'm not a Black individual, but having seen Black individuals being mistreated just for the sake of a brand posting a message out, very much like you said, because October comes around and people think, right, I need to get a messaging out. Mm-hmm. So that's super, super important. As we've got time left before I end the episode, I'm just going to put you on the spot now and give you some questions, which I have, full disclosure, not prepared you for. So I'm going to love the answers that come from you. So first things first, now we've got time, let's spend a couple of minutes talking about everything that's happened over the past week. So,
yay.
The fact that you're excited means this is good. So, as someone who is incredibly passionate about helping young Black individuals progress and get equal opportunities throughout the marketing industry, for the context of those listening who aren't aware what has happened in the last week, there has been attacks, very public attacks, on individuals who are Black in the marketing industry in various different countries, from people who have displayed pretty much what I describe as overt white fragility. Feel free to disagree, but it screams white fragility to me. For Black individuals who are in the marketing industry, Reggie, and they are experiencing these types of attacks and unnecessary and unwanted hate, especially during Black History Month. Not that it's okay at any other time of the year, of course. What advice would you give to those people? How do you stay strong and resilient?
Oh, that's tough. I think one thing is, I would say it's good to stay strong, but you don't always have to be strong. It's because the reason why I say it is, racism is violence in any shape, any form, whether it's a slur, whether it's a invalidating your experience, it is violence, and it can ultimately make you feel as though your existence is not important enough for people to acknowledge your experience. So it's, you don't have to always be okay. Some days you can have a really bad day, and some days you can, you know, kind of find a way to move forward. But I would say to always remember that at the end of the day, you know, there are still real allies there, and there's always power in numbers, especially within your own community. Reach out, talk to someone, say, you know what, what this person said has really put me in a bad space and I would like to vent. Give yourself a permission to vent and say what you need to say, but always remember that, you know, it's not your fault. It's not just your problem. It is a problem. Is a systemic problem that we need to sort of deal with, and you're not alone in it, and you know your feelings are valid, what you said is valid, so kind of always remember that.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for sharing. Before we part ways, sadly, and you share your contact details where people can connect with you and follow you, I am going to open the floor to you. So I'm literally going to give you 30 seconds. You can talk about whatever you want within reason, something that we haven't covered off yet that you want to just get off your chest. The audio virtual floor is yours.
Great. So one thing I want to cover is, in the height of Black History Month, it's great that brands want to do what they feel they need to do for Black History Month, but also remember that it doesn't just stop in October. Whatever you do and whatever you're preaching and saying has to be continuous across the board. It has to be a policy change. It has to be tangible changes. And if you work within media and you care about diversity and inclusion, you care about Black History Month, and you truly want to make a change, then think about how you are telling stories. Think about how you are showing representation, how you are contributing, especially with some of the clients you work with, how you're contributing in either perpetuating stereotype, perpetuating different viewpoints that are not accurate. And sometimes as a brand and as someone in, you know, working for a brand, sometimes, this is for lack of a better word, sometimes it's okay to just shut up and let people who are knowledgeable speak about these things without you feeling as though it is a attack on your existence, because it's not an attack on your existence. It is just plain and simple truth.
Boom. Perfect way to round out the questions there. Thank you very much. If people are listening to this and rightly thinking, this human being is sharing some absolute wisdom, how can I find out more about them and follow them? Where can they find you?
LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. Rejoice Ojaku. You can find me there. You can find me on Twitter at Reggie Yates, R-E-J-I-Y-A-T-E-S. But please be advised that on Twitter, I am, you know, I don't always speak about SEO or whatever. I do have a life and I do banter. So I'm happy if you don't follow me there because you don't want to see what I see. LinkedIn is a perfect place because, yeah, I'm very professional on LinkedIn.
The only thing that I will add to that is, should you decide to follow Reggie on Twitter, anytime after hitting follow, before you then go on to tweet, check that spelling, check that grammar.
Because I will find it and I will post it.
Because you could get cooked. If you log on one day and see that she has a strange username, it's because somebody has made some sort of grammatical error which she decides to share.
That is so funny.
But yeah, listen, this has been brilliant. In all seriousness, thank you so much for being a great guest. Thank you so much for coming back on to the podcast. And most importantly, thank you so much for helping share your knowledge and wisdom all around Black History Month and hopefully helping to educate the industry. I think, in all seriousness, the industry is a far richer place for having you in it, my friend. So from me to you, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Again, love up this pod. It's actually one of the best pods out there.
So that was another great episode in the bag. I'm really enjoying hearing from some brilliant people in this industry. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow me on Spotify. Please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you are using. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and hopefully see you for the next episode.